If you'd like to check out these live streams while they're happening, check out 242 Reads in the show notes. They go live every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, on with the replay.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to A Stream in Terror. I'm joined by no one, because it's just me. I wanted to have a quick say hello to everyone. He's probably long gone, but hello, Dark Little Voices. Hello, Kimberly Shepherd, and happy birthday, in case you can hear this in the future. Hello, Sydney, and September Dragon Audio. Welcome, everyone, to the stream. So, I've kind of decided to make the streams where I don't have guests this you pick it, so you guys can kind of choose what I do. It more likely will be me live reading for you guys, because you guys seem to enjoy that, even though I feel like I'm absolutely awful at it. But I'm also my hardest critic. That's kind of the rule of the thumb, though. I find that everyone is their hardest critic, because we assume we should be better than we are. So I was just wondering, did you guys want me to do a poll, or do you want me, like, do you guys want me to live read, or do you want to kind of figure something else out? Sadly, I do not have a horror game downloaded this time, so I'm thinking probably should do the live reading anyways, just because of that. And if I am playing a video game, I will be, of course, doing some live reading to begin with anyways, so... let me quickly... I had a feeling 80s music would just fit really nicely for whatever reason. So... let me real quick. I know I'm not so bad because I don't actually have silence. Because how I set up my thing. There you go, guys. Poll should be up. Who doesn't like some 80s music? Right off the bat, Paranormal Stories takes number one spot with one vote. Yeah! Alright, I'll get my stuff up. And also, you're welcome, Kimberly. I hope you have a good birthday. Seems like your husband spoiled you rotten. Like they should. Who else is going to spoil you rotten? Yourself? That's vanity. Oh, apparently it, 3 votes and Paranormal Stories completely took it. Wow. Alright. Oh, that's the wrong one. I wish they did better on the channel. That's the only problem. Paranormal Stories don't do great on the channel for whatever reason. Like, I love doing Paranormal Stories too, but that's like the biggest problem. It's just like, they don't get nearly as many people watching them. Glitches always do really well, but the problem with glitches is the subreddit's not doing that great. Alright, I will for sure pick up, we'll grab a glitch story, or not glitch, sorry, I'm sorry. I will see myself out, because I glitched. I will get a paranormal story ready for you guys real quick here. I'm also gonna have to ask for more soon. I'm getting low. Alright, let's go with this one, which was kind of weird. Alright. Well. There it is. So this is a paranormal story for you guys. Our experience with automatic writing by Pokemon Trainer 29. My husband and I have been watching a lot of Sam and Colby lately and are absolutely addicted. I've been watching a lot of Selena, Spooky Boo, and Chris. If you like ghost hunting shows, I highly recommend that. If you like ghost hunting shows, I highly recommend both of the YouTube channels, but apparently my mouth doesn't. Sorry. Of all the methods they use to contact spirits, we both are very interested in automatic writing that Selena likes to use a lot. My husband tends to be very in tune with his spiritual side and has been successful with meditation in the past, so the other night we decided to give it a try. First, some background info. I'm 30 male and met my husband, 29 male, back in 2012. In 2013, my husband's uncle passed away by unaliving himself, and we, along with the future in-laws, moved into the house where his uncle had lived with his parents, who would be my husband's grandparents. From 2013 to 2016, both of those grandparents and also his great-grandmother would also pass away. Needless to say, there were plenty of people that could possibly come through for my husband. So he found a white noise playlist on Spotify, blindfolded himself, and we started. I said what everyone says at first. If there's anyone here that would like to speak with my husband. At first, there was nothing, but eventually the pen started to move and the first word appeared, roughly but distinctly, box. I honestly was not expecting a word to appear right away. I should point out that my husband has very, very neat handwriting and almost exclusively writes in cursive, but this word was very shaky and jagged. I said the word out loud and waited. Eventually my husband wrote a second word, under. Just under. The word box, but in cursive this time. I was a little spooked that this could actually be making sense, so I said nothing and let him continue. He started writing a third word, this time almost on the edge of the paper away from the first two words. But it was, again, very clear. Bed. Box under bed. There's no way this is actually working, I thought to myself, but went ahead and asked hesitantly, "What's in the box?" Almost instantly, his hand went into the middle of the paper and very quickly wrote, "Me." Instantly freaking out, I tapped my husband's shoulder to take him out of the session. He asked why I took him out so quickly. It had been, like, maybe 2 minutes. And I showed him what he had wrote. He sat and stared at the words for a minute, and then let out a small gasp. One of all the people who had lived in the house and passed away, there was still one that had not been laid to rest. His grandfather's ashes were in a box downstairs in his parents' closet. One of his last wishes was to be buried here on the property he helped nurture for so many years rather than be buried in a cemetery. But my husband's parents just hadn't gone around to it. The closet almost directly under where our bed would have been when he was alive, and now a futon sits there that my husband frequently naps on. With this information, my husband asked if he could try it again. I was a little apprehensive, but said yes. He went under again. This time I waited before I said anything, just to see what would happen. After a few seconds, he began writing. I looked over his shoulder and saw the word tree. He then started drawing what I thought looked like clouds, and he stopped with just the top of it. He then drew two lines coming from the cloud-like object. I quickly realized I was looking at a drawing of what he just wrote. a tree. After another few seconds, he started to write another word. I looked down and almost couldn't believe what he wrote next. Berry, followed by intensely underlined of the tree drawing. He wanted to be buried by a tree. Now, I know what some of you might say, that my husband now had preconceived notions of who he was talking to and may have even faked what he was writing. After he had done, my husband assured me he had no idea what he was actually writing. We've been together for 10 years, so he has no reason to lie about something like that. Believe what you want to believe, but for those who do believe, there's more. He continued. The next word he wrote were tree and me again. He then began drawing the cloud-shaped objects again, which I eventually recognized as the top of a tree. But this time, there was no tree trunks, just leaves. There was some dot-like objects after, almost like an eclipse. Then suddenly he wrote the word don't in all caps. At this point, I hadn't really said much, but I was concerned about the word don't, so I decided to ask if this was indeed grandfather's name. My husband wrote two of the same words again, tree and berry. The word berry underlapped the word don't, so I turned the page for him. The last bit is honestly a little hazy to me. But the first thing he did on the new page was wrote the word yes. The only yes or no question I asked was if it really was his grandfather. He then wrote the word closet, which would make sense because his ashes were inside closet, and then the word stairs. I was trying to figure out what stairs had to do with anything. My husband wrote his final word, please, and then I decided to go ahead and tap my husband's shoulder and bring him back out of the session. We talked about everything that had happened. His grandfather absolutely loved everything about nature, flowers, and animals, so it made sense that he would ask to be buried outside after spending like the last 8 or so years in a closet. Oddly enough, at one point, my in-laws had even talked about burying one of those trees that you plant with a loved one's ashes. So the tree part made a lot of sense too. Also, his grandfather used to tell my husband when he was a kid that he wanted to be buried in his garden. The tree with no trunk and then the word don't after symbolizing to us that he did not want to be buried in his garden, but rather near or at a tree instead. We still don't know what the stairs was about, though, but there was a weird symbol thing almost looked like a flight of stairs. I'll post a picture in the comments if I can, but let me know what you guys think. I promise this is 100% real, and we're still talking about days later. We've made plans to make sure we lay him to rest this coming spring. And that's that story. Yeah, I don't really watch much paranormal YouTube channels anymore. Actually, I've never watched paranormal YouTube channels. I watched paranormal TV back in the day, but I don't do that anymore. I don't mind the stories. I just don't like the hunting anymore. Mainly because I just think they're asking for trouble. A lot of these people aren't asking for trouble. I mean, even this story, I don't think they're fully asking for trouble. All right, so, excuse me. Are you guys okay if I read a bit of an older paranormal story? I just don't have that many. I have a couple. I've got three I haven't read on the live stream yet, and that's about it. I now have a little marker so I know. Yeah, and see, that's kind of what I used to watch paranormal stuff, but as I've gotten older, I can't watch anymore. But I don't mind listening to the stories or reading the stories, of course. But yeah, I've seen some shows or some like YouTubers like calling out and like really trying to piss off ghosts, and it's just like, I don't think that's a good idea, monsieur. Oh, I did see a post on Facebook about free haunted chair, ghost comes with it, we hope. And I was laughing my butt off. I was like, I mean, it's a free chair. You might get a ghost, you might not get a ghost. Who knows? Only you will decide where you take that chair. How long are these ones? Oh, they're not terribly long. Ah, yes, I remember reading that one to you guys. Oh yeah, these two are tied together. That's right. So I only kind of sort of have... I only really have two actually left. Because two of them are basically tied together. They're two different stories but the same person, so... I really need more soon. At a short side of you, 242. You should get on that. All right, I'll go and do a stalker one. Because I got a few of those I haven't read yet. I could do some... I'll do maybe some digging for some paranormal in a minute. I'll just... let's go with... this one. Okay. Where is it? There. Alright, this one's a stalker one. And then I'll do some digging for some paranormal ones. I'll get my shovel. Dig up some new stories. It seems fitting since it's paranormal. Anyways. The Lady at My Door by CC8873. Back when I lived in rural Midwest, about 10 years ago, I lived in a house right off the highway. Nope, I've read this one to you guys. I'm sorry. Let me find a different one. At least I realized it pretty fast. Oh, that's why I'm getting confused. Got it. We'll go with this one instead. Creepiest experience of my life driving to work by Anonymous. I don't know if this will gain any traction, but this has been on my mind ever since it happened. I'm a respiratory therapist that works at a local hospital. I was on my way to work, about less than a mile away from my occupation, when the car in front of me quickly merged into one of the emergency lanes as if something had just suddenly happened. Then he just sat there, no hazards going off, nothing to indicate he planned on moving. I still had 20 minutes before I had to be at work. Assuming this individual may have been in distress or have car troubles, I decided to be a good Samaritan. I parked on the shoulder of the road and turned on my hazards. We exchanged eye contact and I gestured a wave, rolled down my window and asked, "Are you okay?" He seemed to have either not heard me or ignored me, but he did seem to realize I wanted to help him. He got off his car at this point. Keep in mind, we are on an extremely busy road. I'm in my work scrubs, which tend to help people relax knowing they are with a healthcare professional. However, this was different. When he got out of his vehicle, I assumed he would have told me he was in some type of pain or something that caused him to pull over abruptly. He had been driving fine the entire time I was behind him. So I casually got out of my vehicle, walked over to the back end of his car. This is when I officially started a conversation, if he was hurt or if something was wrong. All the basics, but the thing is, his eyes were cold. He had the body language to him that almost made him seem like an unhinged He seemed a little unhinged. He had not answered any of my questions, so I tried once again. "Hey, man, we're in the middle of the road. Is there anything wrong with your car or something going on with you?" He simply replied, "No." I started to feel this sensation of discomfort, like he wanted to do something to me, but was restraining himself. So I continued to play it off. He didn't seem drunk or high. He had these black, beady eyes that I couldn't stop looking at. It was as if he was just a vessel into something dark. I tried to continue the conversation. "Why did you stop, man? You don't want to get hit out here." He replied, I don't know where to go. I don't know what he meant by this, so I questioned further by asking, "Do you know what city you're in right now? If you're lost, I can tell you where the nearest highway is," which was also less than a mile away. His reply was a little chilly. "Anywhere but here." I was now confused. He didn't know where he was, but he felt this urge to get out of the area as quick as possible. So I asked, "Well, what direction are you wanting to go? 75 North will take you to Dayton. You can take 75 South and you'll head to another place that I cannot pronounce." He asked, "What would you do in my position?" Now, I have no idea what he meant by this. I simply said, "I don't know what kind of position you're in, man. Can you drive? The hospital I work for is within view, and we don't have to go in. I just want to make sure you don't get hit." He agreed to follow me, but once I turned on my blinker to turn into the hospital, he completely stopped following me, pulled a U-turn, and sped off. I know this isn't the creepiest thing in the world, but you really have to try to understand how foreign and strange this behavior was. Each time we engaged in conversation, it was as if he was contemplating to tell me something, but ultimately remained silent. From the looks of it, he drove a red Toyota, approximately a RAV4 hybrid, maybe? So, I mean, he didn't have a broken down car or look like he was a substance abuser. He just seemed incredibly nervous, and his fast motion gestures and twitching of all the body language has left me puzzled and still gives me shudders when I think about how he moved / talked / lack of response / declining any help / not explain a single reason as to why he just decided to park on the side of the road. A simple, "Oh, I'm just lost," would have even been enough for me to feel better about this entire situation. He just seemed incredibly paranoid and hesitant. On top of all of it, the entire conversation led nowhere to his situation or why he was acting so bizarre. I just wanted to make sure he didn't need help or get hit by a car. Anyways, I'll update you guys if I hear anything about a patient coming in later. He also had a face that is burned into my memory. I just got this gut feeling to leave, but be as polite as possible. Anyone have any thoughts? Just 1 second, I read something real quick. So they gave me a message back, and I'm just gonna... Everything I described to this post is 100% accurate to the encounter, emphasizing on his eyes. The eyes were the scariest part, like the lights were on, but no one was home. The piercing, black, beardy eyes churned my stomach because I had felt nothing but chills as I maintained eye contact, feeling his nervous intentions, feeling the notion and urge to get back into my vehicle. I never felt so strong. I had to continue trying to pretend I was not terrified of this man, holding a stern position and not looking away from his eyes to let him know I wasn't going to submit to his body language. It seemed to work as I managed to convince him with my kindness to continue the conversation around the hospital. I'd be lying if I said I had never felt so much relief for him turning around and leaving the scene, but I will never forget how he looked, ever. In short, be extremely careful with helping anyone who may pull off the side of the road, because the only thing I felt from this man was nothing but ill intentions of my well-being. Sorry, I'm just reading the comments real quick. Yes, Sydney pays for premium. She doesn't get ads. But every half an hour an ad plays. I've got it automatically set up. I actually do cancel it a lot of the times. And sometimes I just don't feel like it's a good place for it. I mean, it wasn't the best spot there for it either, but... Alright. Real quick, I'm going to go look for a paranormal story for you guys. I found another one for you guys. All right. So here's another paranormal story for you guys. Oops, sorry. I just like to hit my mic to remind you that there is a mic in my way a lot. Like that. Unknown Entity on the Back Roads by Sokritit. Sorry, I'm not sure how to pronounce that one. Maybe not the right sub for this, but I'll give it a shot and try to make it quick. This happened 8 years ago, almost to the day. I was living in one city and was working in another about 20 minutes away. Since then, the area between have hugely developed, but at the time, everything between those cities was just undeveloped backroads, with nothing around. No buildings, no sidewalks, no lights, just rough old roads until you got into the other city. To go to work on time, I had to leave my house at 3:30 a.m. one morning. I jolted awake at 3:20, full of adrenaline, as I realized I only had 10 minutes to get myself ready and set my dog up to be alone while I was at work. Needless to say, the circumstances had me highly alert, rushing, and focused. Also, I was driving a lot faster. I'm driving down this road every day, so why I went to work. I drive down this road every day as I went to work. I usually take that time to wake up, but this time I was wide awake. All I could think about was what would happen if I ended up being late. I was really anxious. Suddenly, my headlights shone up something in the distance ahead from me. What I saw was a naked, skinless man crossing the road on foot. When I say skinless, imagine those diagrams in your life science class. Everything beneath the skin revealed intact. Except in this case, with a shiny, wet appearance. Bright pink and red all over. Like a living, skinless person. No clothes, no shoes, and noticeably, apparently, oddly content. He seemed strangely at ease considering he was crossing the road in nothingness in front of a speeding car in the dark at 3:45 a.m. There was no walking space suitable for humans out there for miles. The area he was walking into was pitch black. Nothing there but weeds and rocks. The direction he was coming from? The same. No lights, nowhere to roam, nothing. Was I tripping or what? I was sober and, like, super awake. That sounds, like maybe a Wendigo? Or a Skinwalker? Maybe. Alright. I will go. Let me look at my little spreadsheet here. Yeah, I haven't read any, so. I'll do this one. Okay. I don't think I've read this one to you guys. Glitch to make sure it's got a vote. So I'm gonna do that one and then I'll do another paranormal. Excuse me. Actually, I was starving before this stream. Luckily, I was able to make myself some dinner because the last thing you want to hear is my stomach grumbling because it gets pretty loud some days. No, not that one. That was the wrong one I grabbed. A Story About Harry by Anonymous. Context. I'm a sophomore in college now, like 14th grade, basically. So this happened quite a while ago. This happened when I was 8th to 9th grade and 11th grade as well. I was scrolling through TikTok and saw an image of Lapis from the Steven Universe, which reminded me of my friend I knew in 8th grade who used to have a Lapis as his picture on Instagram. In 8th and 9th grade, I'll call her Isra, was friends with this person named Harry who she met online. Harry was from Wales, had blonde hair, brown eyes, was a guy, and trans female to male. This is important for later. And this specific picture I'm thinking of made it look like Harry was inside of a TV. Isra used to post all the time about Harry. They were best friends. She even posted DMs from him and pics of him calling him little friend nicknames like BB or B. Around 1 year later, Isra posted DMs of her and Harry's fight. They had this huge falling out. Details are fuzzy now. And blocked each other on everything, if I remember correctly. Fast forward to my 11th grade year. I'm at a restaurant with my friend, who's gay and now identifies as trans, female to male. I refer to them as Ken. And they brought up that they had just recently met this person from Wales. Ken and Harry bonded over things like music and both being trans and gay. I was like, oh, that's cool. Really random, but is this person named Harry? Ken looked shocked and asked me how I knew this person's name when they had just met. To confirm it was actually the Harry I thought of, I described what he looked like and pointed out other identifiable features such as being trans. Ken became even more shocked and showed me a picture just to confirm we were talking about the same person. And sure enough, we were. I asked Ken if they were comfortable with me messaging Isra about it, and they said yes. I messaged Isra and asked what happened between them and Harry, so I could warn my friend as a just-in-case thing. Isra said she had no clue who Harry was. I was back on her profile and couldn't find any proof of Harry ever existing, and she denied even knowing someone with someone who I thought was her best friend, which seemed like someone would have been very unlikely to forget. Assuming Isra isn't somehow just repressing really bad memories or not knowing it, I had no clue how I knew who Harry was. Some of Isra's friends used to comment on Harry's Instagram, and I couldn't find proof of that either. I can't find proof of Harry ever existing online at this point in time, and it makes me feel like a crazy person. I have messaged Ken and asked if they remember Harry, or still keep in contact with them. No response yet. I'll let this post when I have an update. An update from Ken as of December the 31st evening. They turned out to be a TERF woman and told me to fuck off forever. Ken told me Harry's Insta profile and it still exists. I'm not disclosing the user due to privacy reasons, of course. Unfortunately, it's a private account. I don't want a request to worry Harry knowing I was talking about them. Ken also video chat Harry talking to Harry every day, so this account completely rules out the someone else pretending to be Harry. Also got a physical handwritten letter from Harry. Update a few hours later. I have personally messaged Harry if he knows Isra at some point. You have to mention I have personally messaged Harry if he knew Isra, as some of you have mentioned, waiting for response. Ked said they met Harry through a comment section on music artists they both enjoy. That's the end of that story. You're ready for Halloween already? But it is January! We haven't even had Halloween in May. I mean, if they can have Christmas in July, we better get Halloween in May. Just saying. I think that's fair. I'm not making it a thing, though. I already stretch myself so thin just trying to do all those videos I do in October. And I didn't even do the full week this year. And it still killed me. It was so much work. Alright, I'm going to go to another paranormal story. Just one sec. Sounds really bad, but ever since COVID, my voice hasn't been the same. The second time really seems to have done a work on my voice. I feel like I'm fighting it half the time. Working late in an empty office building by Fourth Degree Night. I had to make up some time, so I opted to stay late at my desk and finish some work. I'm only here making up time because I had to leave my office during the day for the event for my kids' school. About 45 minutes ago, the last person who stayed late left the office. I saw him walk out. No one else has come in, and there's no one else here. About 30 minutes ago, I heard a loud bang come from upstairs. It sounded like metal pegs hitting together hard. It kind of startled me as I thought something fell. I went upstairs to see what might have fallen over, and nothing. I looked out from downstairs window, and the parking lot is empty except for my car. I called out for if anyone was still here that might have missed, but no one. Our office isn't open to the public. You need a key card to enter. Shortly after, I came back to my desk and worked on the files and heard another noise. This time it sounded like something dragging, like a broomstick across the wall. Still, no one's here. We have motion sensor lights, so all the lights upstairs are now off. Most of the lights downstairs are off except for my office. Just before I got on here and had to tell someone, I hear a ding, like some kind of cash register ding. But we don't have anything like that that sounds like that here. After I heard the ding, I saw the lights upstairs come back on. Those lights are only triggered by humans. Not mice, dogs, cats, or office Roombas would trigger it. And just now, as I'm writing this, another set of lights just came on closer to the office conference room. I don't know what's going on here. And then they said, someone asked them why they were still there, and they said, I'm about to ready to call it a night and leave. I just need to start wrapping things up. Oh, nice everywhere outside. It's nice everywhere outside my office. All the lights, just went off. So. And another thing he said was, we had one major paranormal instance about 3 years ago that the cops came out to our building. Our motion cameras and alarms went off, and when receiving the footage, we saw a door open and close by itself. Someone else said, I think office buildings are typically a little scary when the only one person there. I often go in on the weekends to catch up on some work, and we'll hear odd sounds and occasionally glimpse at something out of the corner of my eye. We recently had coworkers pass away that had worked in our buildings for 50 plus years. Not long after she passed away, I swore someone tapped me on the shoulder. When I turned around, no one was there. That's a different person. OP said, we've had about 3 coworkers pass away, not here at the office, but just pass away. So, one was pretty mysterious when he was found. So yeah. Apparently their office sounds a little bit haunted. This is why I don't work office jobs, because apparently they're haunted AF. Alright. I will find another glitch story. Oh, wow, that's terrible, Sydney. Sydney said we had a coworker off himself in his car in the parking lot. That's terrible. Oh, in September, you have an office job again? Don't stay there late, because apparently they're haunted AF. 42 ruling, office buildings are haunted AF. Sometimes it takes a little bit for it to show me what you guys comment. Alright, next story. It's another paranormal. Okay, this username I'm gonna shorten. Encounter with a stranger who seems to know who I am. By I Wanna Be. I had a peculiar experience about 7 years ago, which I've frequently gone back to thinking about, yet I've never been able to figure out what exactly it was that happened. So I was about 16 or 17 years old at the time. I'd been on my lunch break from college, and I was walking through the town center, making my way back to my next class. There was a big church in the middle of the part of the town I had to walk through, and there were often people standing near the church, offering people leaflets, preaching, striking up conversations about religion, you know, that sort of thing. Which doesn't bother me as long as they respect to those who don't want to stop and talk. Anyways, as I was walking past the church, I was stopped by someone who had a hold of some leaflets. Didn't think much of it at first. She just seemed like your average middle-aged religious lady, and the things she started to say to me initially weren't out of ordinary. She was just asking me if I believe in God and if I attended church, you know, that sort of thing. I politely explained that while I love to chat, that I love to chat if I had time, I was actually on my way back to college, so I didn't really have time. This is where it got kind of strange. She put a hand on my arm and sort of gripped it, not in a way that felt aggressive, but quite firm in the best way I can describe it. She then looked me in the eyes in quite an intense manner, addressed me by my name, and said, "I know you're hurting. I can see it in your eyes." I was taken aback that she knew my name because, one, I never met or interacted with her before. Two, I didn't tell her my name. Three, I was alone, so there was no one around there that she should have heard my name from. And four, I wasn't wearing my college ID badge or anything else that would have identified me. I tried to make out that I was completely fine and I didn't know what she meant, but the truth is that I do struggle quite badly with mental health problems, and I was really low at that time. Although I thought I'd been making a decent effort at hiding that and pretending to be happy, she didn't really say much either. She didn't say much else other than telling me to take care of myself, and off I went to go back about my business. I suppose it just unsettles me that she seemed to know who I was, with no rational explanation as to know how. I love to hear any other people's thoughts and or similar experiences. Yeah, that would be creepy, yep. No, truth be told, when you're hurting, if people know what they're looking for, it's easy to see. Normally, it's easier for people to actually know you, though. Alright, I'm going to find one more story, and then I'll call it for the night. I just really found my voice today. Also, I'm really cored today, so that might be why. Who knows? Maybe I'm just broken. There's no maybe. I'm definitely broken. But that's fine. I have cracking myself back together. Or crackle. I gotta get the cap back on the crackle. I watched the Lego movie way too much. Just trying to find a good one for you guys. Okay, I'm gonna try this. Oh, no, I'm not reading that. All right, the last story, last paranormal story. Do not know how to read this person's username, but we will sure try. I saw something in my bedroom when I was a kid. By Zekpusko. It starts with an X. It's really weird. Hi guys, I just replied this story as a comment in another post, so I decided to make a standalone post and see if anyone has any experience like this. I saw something when I was a kid. It was in a vacation house my parents built when I was little, next to the beach. They did a very smart thing on the roof. It was a direct tile roof, and in each room, one of the tiles was glass made, so we had natural sunlight during the day and a little moonlight during the night. Said that, let's go on. I slept there for several years. The family used to go there for most of the holidays, and the room at night was a very pleasant place to sleep. A little light come from the glass tile was very nice, the moonlight. I was sleeping in the same room my sister and my aunt, two beds and a mattress on the ground, which my sister slept there. Door closed, window closed, Only light is from that glass tile I told you about. I don't remember how it started, but it was in some moment I looked to the door and saw something standing by the mattress. Some shadow with a little weird, weak glow. I watched it get up, get down, like crouch, very slow for like 5 seconds, then quickly pull my blanket over me and stood there quiet, awake, eyes open and under the blanket. After a few minutes, I heard breath very near my face, only the blanket separating. Then I heard a very long and strong breath, like when you drink something very, very cold and you do like a ah. After all that went silent. Could not sleep for a while and pulled my blanket down to see the room, and it was pitch black. No light from that glass tile. It was very, very dark, and I remember only looking to the walls to see something spinning in the wall. It was very dark, but I could see something spinning. I pulled my blanket up again and only remember waking up in the morning and telling everyone what happened to my sister and aunt, and they made fun of me, joking. I just never spoke about this again. The spinning thing, I don't know what the hell it was. I mean, it was in the wall, like a module, but spinning. Two other incidents with other people in the same place. One, a friend of mine, we were teenagers at the time, were laying down the front of the house, and a branch out of nowhere stood up and looked ahead. Like searching for someone. He was very, very scared, saying someone just whispered in his ear something like, "Leave here." Two, this time it was in my 20s. A cousin was taking a shower in the basement. The rest of my family was in the main room, eating and watching TV. It was evening. Then the boy just opened the door and ran only in a towel, all with soap and shampoo on his hair, saying he heard someone out of the bathroom. Little window leading to the back of the house, and the tipper window closed on itself. Anyways, that's it. This house itself does not have bad energy or anything like that. We all love to go there and spend holidays, but then this stuff happens. Oh, sure, everything's good until your vacation home is haunted. Alright, well, that was quite a few paranormal stories for you guys. Thank you everyone for joining me this evening. I hope you guys enjoyed these spooky stories. I will see you guys all next Sunday or next week. And let me just have a quick boo at something. I want to see if I have a guest. I think I do. No, I do not have a guest next week. It's the week after that I do. So we'll be doing this again. I'll make sure that I also have a game downloaded. So if you guys want me to play a game, we can next time. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I will see you next Friday. Have a good one, guys.